You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. We're in Revelation chapter 14. We're about to pick it up here today in verse 6. In the meantime, what are you listening to? This is WGOD Radio. Now, of course, being a manager of a radio station and a pastor, I love the notion. And I always wanted to buy those or own those call letters, you know, WGOD. Here in the studio here is WMIE. I'm looking at the bumper sticker, WMIE 91.5. Then it says, Today's Modern Worship. Man, oh man, I'd love to have WGOD, All Truth. All the time. Did you know God's always broadcasting? This is why I love the Word so much. I'm addicted to the Word. I can't get enough because I have discovered a secret, you see, and I share it with you. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you open up your Bible, your faithful Bible, open it up and listen and read. Read the Word of God. The Lord Jesus said in John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are life. I love to study every word that the Lord has spoken. No word was wasted. Every word is valuable and means something. And not just the red letters in the Bible, all of the Bible. Remember, all scripture, it's 1 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's God-breathed. Theopneustos, God breathed. God's breathed this. 2 Peter 1:19-21 says, holy men, it said the word of God didn't come from one's private interpretation, but holy men of God spake as they were carried along or moved along or brought along or carried from one place to the other by the Holy Spirit. This book is inspired. Hebrews 4:12, it says, the word of God is quick and powerful, or living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Man, oh man, this book is alive. Get into this book. Also, this book is tomorrow's newspaper today. This book will tell you the future. Why will it tell you the future? We're going to get to chapter 19, verse 10, coming up in the coming weeks, where it says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This book will tell you the future, so you will receive Jesus Christ as Lord. This book will tell you the future so that you will know Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and so that you can have your name written in the book of life. So to live is Christ and to die is gain. So that when you die and leave this world, you'll spend eternity on the streets of gold. In this heavenly Jerusalem, where the Lord Jesus Christ today, here in Revelation chapter 14, is up there. In this heavenly Jerusalem, he told his disciples 2,000 years ago, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. This is where he is now. Revelation chapter 14, John says, I looked and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion. Well, this is the heavenly Mount Zion in the new Jerusalem, not down here on earth, not yet. And with him was 144,000 having his name, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing on their harps. This is where it is. Fools come in and say, who wants to go to heaven? All you do is sit around playing on a harp all day. That's probably where these misinformed fools came up with this foolish notion. You sit around playing on a harp all day. Let me tell you this, and that is, eye is not seen. That is, you've never seen it. Ear is not heard. That is, you've never heard it. Nor is entered into the hearts of man. That is, you've never thunk it. That which God has prepared for those who love him, you can't imagine what's waiting you on the other side. If you refuse him, the Bible says you'll spend eternity in hell, where the worm, where you're reading Mark 9:44, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Funny that word there for quenched. It's the Greek word asbestos. Like that old joke I've heard for my 51 years on this world. You're going to need an asbestos suit where you're going. And that is a suit that won't catch on fire. You can hit it and 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 hit it with flames. Day in and day out. And it won't burn up, just like the burning bush there that appeared to Moses. The bush burned and Moses was wondering why it wasn't consumed. So it will be with everyone who refuses the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe me, eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those who love him. You're not going to be sitting around on a cloud playing a harp all day. I've never been to heaven. I'm sure if I did, I'd come back and write a book like everyone else who has. But I haven't been there. But I take God at his word that there is awesome joy and expectation of what's waiting you on the other side. Eternal life in the presence of God. Eyes not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men. You can't imagine, but let me tell you how much better this is than spending eternity in hell where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. You don't want to go there, friend. It's a place of utter darkness. You don't want to go there. And the thing is, why would God allow anyone to go to hell? And that is because you have a problem with sin. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What are you going to do about your sin? What are you going to do? You've got a serious problem, friend. What's your solution to the problem? Well, you see, the beauty of it all is that God's got a solution already, and that is he sent someone to die in your place. Thank God you don't have to die. When Abraham was about to sacrifice his son, Genesis chapter 22, Abraham got out this knife, and he pulled out the knife, and he was getting ready to slay his son, and the angel goes, whoop, 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 don't do that. Now I know that you fear God. And then Abraham looked. And there was a ram caught in a thicket. And the Bible says that he sacrificed the ram in place of his son, spared his son. Likewise, God sacrificed someone in your place too, because it says in the Bible, the wages of sin is death, you see, and someone's already paid the price for you. His name is Jesus, the Son of God, who came down here to earth, died on the cross for your sins so that you would not have to face death, so that you would not have the curse of death on you anymore. It says in Galatians 3:13, it says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. You see, someone died in your place. All you have to do is receive him. You know, I thought of a wonderful thing to say to agnostics and atheists and unbelievers and those of another religion. You know what it is? It's this, that God loves you. God loves you. That's it. What do you do with that? If you are offended that God loves you, you've been deceived by someone who hates you. Let's move on in our study here today. Revelation chapter 14. Now let's pick it up here again, verse 6. It says, then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, now catch this warning, Revelation chapter 14, verse 9. It says, then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. I think we started off in the right place here today. And that is, you can avoid all of this. You can go to the end. Some people in mysteries, because a lot of this is a mystery. I don't have all the answers to you. I've changed positions since I've written my notes here on what Mount Zion is. I've changed. Sometimes I'm wrong and I'm changed. I change. But I'll tell you what, you go to the end of this book here, chapter 20 and 21 and 22, and maybe you'll change positions as well and see that in the end we win. The people of God win. The devil, Antichrist, false prophet, and all those who take the mark of the beast are cast into the lake of fire. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night, day or night, day or night. There's no rest for those who take the mark of the beast. Let me tell you what, now you're going to hear some of my speculation for the last 45 seconds today. And that is, I believe this is going to happen in your lifetime, friend. Your lifetime. And remember, people that take the mark of the beast are deceived into taking it. They're not going to willy-nilly sign their death warrant and assign themselves to hell. People are deceived. It says he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. You see, from what we've looked at here, the false prophet is going to call fire down out of heaven. He's going to breathe life into this inanimate object, and people are going to be deceived into taking the mark, just like Eve was deceived all those years ago, said the serpent deceived me or beguiled me, what the word means, and I ate. Judas Iscariot was deceived. Read Matthew chapter 27, the first two verses. Look what happened to Judas when his eyes were open. Likewise, here at the end of the age, people will be deceived into doing this. I think this is coming in your lifetime. Remember, no rest, day or night, for those that take the mark. There is no, I leave you with this sentence today. There is no repentance for taking the mark of the beast at the end of the age. You can't say you're sorry. You can't turn from it. There is no forgiveness and no repentance from pledging allegiance to this man. Actually, to the devil in disguise is who it is. If you pledge allegiance to Satan at the end of the age, there's no turning back from that. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web, at WGODontheair.com.